Here's a thought I'll title, Seeing is Not Composing. Here's a bit of a cliche for beginning photographers, known by the initials SZM, or Super Zoom Mind. And this is something that I observed way back in the 70s when I was first teaching photography. And it was a universal experience that people would want to photograph, let's say, Mount Hood, and they would point their camera at it and take a picture, and then be universally disappointed when they got the picture back and the mountain was this teeny tiny thing way off in the distance. Why? Because of SZM, Super Zoom Mind. We look at that mountain out there and our mind has the ability to zoom way in and see that little detail and say, oh, that's the important thing, so therefore take a picture. Unfortunately, they do so, however, without understanding Super Zoom Mind, and so what they end up with is a little tiny mountain, which is actually what they're seeing, a little tiny mountain. The way I've always thought about it is we see that little tiny mountain off in the distance with our mind, which pulls it closer, but seeing something like that is not at all the same thing as composing a photograph. Our eyes are incredible super zooms. They can pick out details that are very tiny from a long way off, hundreds of yards. And it's our mind that has the ability to exclude all the things that aren't important to us. But the camera, of course, as a mechanical device, can't make those exclusions. And so it sees everything, whether we are conscious of it or not. The act of composing a photograph is the act of bringing into vision what our eyes actually see, including all the things that are not important to us. Not just the little tiny mountain, not just the blossom on the plant, not just the tree that has captured our attention, but everything that the optics of the camera sees. We take that into account and make conscious decisions to include it, to exclude it, to get closer, to get farther away, to zoom in with an optical zoom lens or back up with a wide-angle lens. That's how we start the process of being a photographer, when we start thinking about composing a photograph rather than using our super zoom mind to fool us into thinking that what we see, particularly way out there in the distance, will be what the camera sees. It's training our mind to see as the camera sees that is the first act of composition.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.